That's when you need a market share to tell you what it
no,
says.
No, we just have to read the whole thing.
Okay, so potter goes in all three cases. Next. If I pull, it's because I have a pain in my tongue. I have a canker sore on the tip of my tongue, and it's killing me.
My son went to a PA for that, had it burnt off.
Ooh, wow, does it hurt me? Ooh, you sore mamish. Yeah. The Avishal is giving me mussar.
Sure is.
What else is going to give you with Manishan?
It's because I said things that are not proper.
No joke.
What? I have no charat what I said for Nana Kodesh. I have said other things, not that.
Well, you never told me those things.
Nischavein, he knows all the skeletons are, this guy. See, he has no clue. This guy has no clue. Don't worry, we'll break him in.
He's going to get there.
A
couple more months. We're going to know all the secrets.
You don't know what skeletons are, my friend.
He's going to up you on one, he says.
Nischavein lakoisai al mosnav, lest the Kohen will say the him on mosnav's loins. That part of the body you need to really hit very, very hard, and the hakah was not sufficient to kill the person. And then and then the stone went on the heart, and why? Because since your kavana was to do a maisa that would not bring about his death, and now indirectly you caused his death, if it was not a kavana, if you potter new halacha. Nischavein lakoyse al liboy, on his heart. And there was enough koyach to come on the heart. The whole chala al masnav. Lo hayabok de lahamis al masnav. And yet something unusual
has to go
happened.
On to his. How does that happen exactly?
The heart. He is aiming for the heart, and this man is a marksman. So therefore, on the normal al derech hatav, he would hit his heart. And then somehow something happened. The guy twitched. What?
Twitched.
And now the rock went on his loins. And there's not enough koyach in the force, in the velocity to kill him. And then Vahokhala
Al Masnav. This was a much weaker punch than the first punch. Because
Correct. Vahokhala Al Masnav. You should not have died. And yet Vamesi died. Why? Because What happened was not normal to kill the person. Therefore, it was shleik derech. The bottom line is the impact was not strong enough to kill the person. Maybe going to be part of
it.
Next,
it's not normal because the first case it is.
This particular case, spotter. And the makor was not powerful enough to the gadol. V'holchalah al hakatan. Because
he didn't have the intention to kill
the child.
God ducked. He ducked, and the cotton was in the wrong place.
And nischavein lahakris esakotan v'hoyibok de lohamis esakotan. But v'holchalo al hagadol. But v'lo hoyibok de lohamis esagadol v'meis, and the gadol died. Part of why? Because since the mice, the impact was not strong enough to kill the gadol, so he should not have died. The potter. This that he died is going to be a freak thing that he died. Merely going to be potter. Avo. Now everything we learned until now was all of the examples of potur. Now we're going to learn the halacha when you're going to be chayiv. Avo. Nischavim hakasam al masnav. V'hoyi bagdil hamis al masnav. V'holcha you miss v'allah al libay v'meis chayiv. Because since you wanted to kill him, it doesn't make a difference where the bullet landed. Nischavim hakasam gadol v'holcha you bagdil hamis al masnav. V'holcha v'allah al hakatan v'meis the child dies chayiv. Rabbi Shpur. Okay, fair. That's in the Mishnah, and now we come to Rabbi Shimon's statement. Omer. Even one person, another person, you're going to be potter.
Let's say he hit him on the musnav to kill him.
Yes.
But the punch that he gave him on the musnav, for some reason, was not, at the end of the day, strong enough to kill this guy because he the punch
lacked. Potter. If the punch you gave was not strong enough to kill the person died for some freak reason, you part the special Mishnah.
I'm saying, yeah.
Okay. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, "I feel the schav largest as a zivag a zipot." The third number, Rabbi Shimon Ahaya. On which case of the Mishnah does Rabbi Shimon say he parted from? The Pashtus is Rabbi Shimon is coming to continue from the very end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah was a gadol and a katan. I wanted to kill a gadol, and instead of the gadol, what happened was it went v'holcha ala katan v'meis, and it killed the katan meis. Now, in this case,
but there's no, but everybody agrees. There's no
chayiv. Now, Rabbi Shimon says yipata. Now, over here in this case, I want to clarify one point. In this case, when you wanted to kill the person, seemingly, I'm suggesting over here, I don't really care who I kill. I would not be upset if I kill a katan. I don't care. There are two people over here stating it. There's the gadol and there's the katan. If I kill the katan, gazun to hate. I don't really care. My intent, though, my aim is to kill the gadol. If I happen to miss and kill the katan, no, gazun to hate, I kill the katan. So big deal. I don't have any objection if I kill the katan. So what does the Tanakhama say? Tanakhama says, Taki Chayef. If you want to go kill the gadol, v'hoyu b'kdei l'cham is a gadol, and now v'holcha, and it went lo al hakatan v'meis chayef. Why? I have two things going for me. Number one, I wanted to kill someone. I don't really care. I have no objection to not killing the katan. If I can kill the katan, because I'm the hate. It just so happens to be my aim was for the gadol, and I had enough velocity in my arrow to kill the gadol. It now happened to miss and go and kill the katan. So I'm going to be chayav. Now, it's a very important point I'm making is because the beginning of the Mishnah, we're going to make a dig now. When you go kill a person, you bedafka, do not want to kill the other person. Here's the difference. There are two people in front of me. I want to kill Reuven, and I do not, under any condition, want to kill Shimon. I love Shimon. He's my best friend. I don't want to kill Shimon. And now I miss, and I end up killing Shimon. That is not the same case as the gadol and the katan. The case of the gadol and the katan is going, basically, I want to kill the gadol. But if I kill the katan, okay, not bad. At least I got someone. At least I get points. I'll score points no matter what. But it was not my kavana. And the power was enough to kill the katan as well. Now, in fact, the Gemara here, look at Rashi. To clarify this, but look at Rashi. It's very important. Rashi, right, says, let's see the top Rashi on this page. It's simple. Potter, why? Here are the key words. The tarde be'inan. You have to have two conditions. You have to be chayiv misa. You have to want to kill. Number two, v'shayakenu makas misa, and the maka must be a maka of misa. The im loy nischavin lamakas misa. If you don't want to do a misa killing, then hasroa sofiki the hishubo al tishrek shem atelach alibay. Then it's going to be hasroa sofik. Okay, so there has to be two. In other words, you have to want to kill. There has to be intent to kill. Number two, the act that you do must be an act which is capable of killing. So here the person wanted to kill. I want to kill the gadol, but I have no objection to the katan. And the act that I have done is capable of killing a gadol and a katan. Really going to be chayiv. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says you are potter. Frak the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Ahaya. On which case of the Mishnah, when Rabbi Shimon's potter is referring to? Ilema seifa, referring to the seifa. What's the seifa? What is the seifa? If that's Taka the Pshat, then it should say Rabbi Shimon Poyt and Mibayulay, there's no need for him to elaborate. Since we're discussing the case, you can save words. You can just say Rabbi Shimon Poyt, there's no need for him to go make this elaboration. El and it must be a Resha. It must be. We're discussing the very beginning of the Mishnah. What is the Mishnah? It's a Diak. It's not explicit in the Mishnah. We're going to make a Diak. And Rabbi Shimon now at the end of the Mishnah is going to make a comment referring to that part of the Mishnah. What is it in the Mishnah? El Aresha. What is the case there? Nischavei la'arges la'behima v'harges la'adam. Or, I want to kill a human being. La'ayvei k'cham l'gai v'harges la'yisrael. Or, l'nefalim v'harges la'ben kayama. It says potter. Now the Gemara makes a diuk. We are now on our own going to extrapolate. Ha nischavei la'arges zeh v'harges zeh. Let's say I've gone to kill this person. And by mistake I killed this person. I bedavko did not want to kill that other person. Right? I bedavka, just like in the beginning, I want to kill a guy. You want to kill a guy, you don't want to kill a yid. You want to kill a nefel, you don't want to kill a bar kayama. It's a whole different world. So we make the deek. Now, the only reason why you part in the case of the mission is because you want to kill a guy, you want to kill an animal, you want to kill a nefel. But let's say you want to kill a yid.
A yid.
And then instead of killing one yid, you kill another yid. And the other yid, you don't want to kill. You would dafka, did not want to kill. Dum yud reisha, when it was a guy and a yid, and a behemoth, and an adam, and a nephil, and a barakayam, in those cases, clear as day, barak Hashem, you would dafka, do not want to kill the other thing. So here, when we make the yid, now I want to kill Reuben, I don't want to kill Shimon, so what does it say? What's the halach going to be? Chayiv! It's mashmi chayiv. Why? We don't care what you wanted to do. The bottom line over here is you wanted to kill. It's irrelevant who you wanted to kill. You wanted to kill. And you did a mice that's chayiv that can bring about death. Mainly you're going to be chayiv.
Right.
And on this, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be. I feel it's chayiv. You're going to be. But even in this case,
Rashi addresses what Taka Rabbi Shimon hold in the sefer.
Oh, so let's see Rashi.
Rabbi Shimon hold in the sefer.
Oh, so Rabbi Shimon says for a sefer. Your name is sefer. If I just v'harigazeh chayiv. The equals here Rashi, Dima Masel, Vaharak, it's whereby by the Torah R, go down a few lines, Vaharak is Zeh Chayiv, Dika Hasra al Ben Bris, Vare Mischavin, Leben Bris, Vaharagai. Rabbi Shimon says, you potter. Vahai, the Shavik, Rabbi Shimon, Lusefa, Lusefa. This is why he went to the very end, he waited to the very end, Behedia, the Mahada, Dika Duration, the Lotem, Rabbi Shimon, Poyta, Akula, done everything. Vyafil, Mischavin, Al Mosna, Vaharagai, Aliba, that he agrees to, you're going to be Chayiv on. So wait, where does Rashi say Rabbi Shimon's Shita? Where did you get that?
If Neimar beemes huver derib shim betzruz, which nech like a hadiruk medivere tanakav, huver kecholkem first medivere tanakav the sefer. We're bringing my
chle. What is the answer? The answer is talking about that part.
The teretz Rashi, shiloh neimar reb shim peiter, efshar elitish hadvarim lusovim gam al mikra hakoidim shniske besefer shniskaven lahakoyz al mosnov.
But he's also going to hold your potter. In the case even in that case you're also going to agree to be potter, because that's also another
example. You don't want to say potter because you don't want to see you go back
misleading on all of the other
cases.
So basically, in all of the examples, you're going to see. I want to say, he's making a deek there. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Rashi. See, I want to say no. I want to say Rabbi Shimon at the end of the Mishnah holds to be Michaif. Because my insight is that in the Sefer, I want to kill. I want to get points. I want to kill, no matter what. I want to kill the God. I want to kill the God. I have no objection. In the Reisha of the guy and the Jew and the animal, I bedafka don't want to kill. So the only time Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be potter is when I kill the wrong person. I don't want to do that. But if I want to kill, I just prefer to kill the gadol. And now I end up killing the katan, Rabbi Shimon is mighty that you're going to be chayiv. Hear what I'm trying to say? But doesn't say this in the article. So Mela, I'm wrong.
We have to call Rabbi's latter words to make an addendum.
Mela, I'm wrong. Are you? Vital. Ayin, the Sarchi, maybe this is a good time for Mitzvah Shabbos. The Sugis from Dafyon, Mitzvah Shabbos. Vaita. Now you're new Gemara, Pshita, Koyle of Mishim, Lulu Halach, let's say, Koyle of Mishim, and they're both standing in front of us, but Oma, and they're living in Komachav, and they're Lushim, oh, it's Mamsha, this is where I got from. Mamsha, the Gemara. Oma, Koyle of Mishim, Lulu, and they're Lushim, and Komachav, and they're Lushim, and Loi Komachav, and I'm not coming for that, but I don't want to kill Shimon. Hi, new Piluk Sayu, this is the Mahla. What does that mean exactly? I didn't aim for him. What is the Mahla? I didn't aim for him. Why? Bedafka do not want to kill him. Okay, let's leave it vague. So this is Machlex between Rabbi Shimon, this is Machlex between Rabbi Shimon and Rabban, right? Bedafka do not want to kill him. Rabbi Shimon tackles your potter. And Rabban only Rabbi Shimon, Bedafka do not want to kill that person. Fine. It's not like the girl in the cup, because that's a different case. That's where you want to score points. Here's a new Shiloh. But let's say, Omar Lechad Minay Mai. I want to kill one. Either or. I bedafka. I don't prefer. The
I only
case
have one bullet.
And I want to kill one. I'll aim somewhere in the middle, and hopefully you'll get one of them. Or, you know, I'm another example. Kassavar, he thinks Reuven. Vinimsa, he thought that it's Reuven. Vinimsa, it turns out, oh, it was the wrong guy. I didn't see well. I thought it was Reuven. It turns out it was really Shimon. And I aimed and I killed him. My. So what is the halach in both of those cases? Toshma. The Talmud of Brisa, Rishon Rishon says, "Ad sheyomer leploini mechaven." It says, "Beferish the Brisa, ad sheyomer leploini ani mischaven." No, you potter. The only time you chayv is when you're very, very precise. Rabbi Shimon is the master of precision. Master
Shimon,
of precision.
And Rachleg Rabbi Shimon Yehuda.
Got to be precise.
Muxa.
Yeah, Shimon holds the mukti, so he doesn't
subscribe to the
muksa. Muksa. There's no muksa unless it's Gregus. It's mukim. Only Gregus is mukim. Very specific.
Tip your fingers like that.
Oh, come on.
It's evolving. Yeah.
Come on, no, nothing. Ari knows that I'm an Amoritz. He knows. He'll be the first to tell you.
He'll
be the first to tell you all my affairs.
In any event, bottom line is, see, Reb Shimon is...
Wake up. Come on, wake up.
Very sure.
Right. My timer. The Rebbe Shimon, why does he into specificity? Why does he hold from the, it has to be very specific. Amakra. The Arav Lo, you lay in ambush. The comes by fair pasuk. You lay in ambush. The person.
The Sotim.
Yeah.
And so I said Ashrei. And they just secondly, it was two chashuv people. Chashuv Amoid. They just were getting started to start college, something like that. And they chapped themselves at the last. But the Sotim was waiting right there in ambush.
What happened?
They were waiting. The chazan was starting Kaddish, and these guys were still talking.
And what's still happening?
The mincha was starting.
Yeah.
Chazan started Ashrei. Yeah. And a second later, he's going to start Kaddish.
Yeah. It's
and these two chashuv people over here were having a conversation.
Terrible. Chil Hashem.
Forget about the Chil Hashem. But in a second later, the Satan was waiting to get them to start talking during Shas Hedda, which was before Ashrei, lead to the Shas Hedda.
Terrible.
And he was lying in ambush waiting for these guys. And I said, listen, I can't let this happen. I can't let the Satan who's waiting. I knocked on the table three times, and they chapped themselves.
They stopped talking. You know, the Yekesh Shavart. The guy comes home to his wife, and he says to his wife, you know what happened today? Terrible tragedy. I came late to Mincha. I missed Ashrei. Baruch Hashem, it was there for Yoshua. I made it for Yoshua. It's Gewalt Gewart.
Right, I'm just about to have to stick it in.
Gewalt Gewart. You see, we say jokes here. Amarava. My time, Mother Hashem, Amakro, it's in the past. Amarava, he's lazy and ambush, become a love, Stephen makes a deed, the word to thee, become a love, the deed, actually, Schaim Loi. The word Arav Loi, this extra pasuk, whole pasuk is extra. The issue that you have to have mamish kavana specifically for this specific individual. Rabbanan, I'm going to be Rabbi Yannai. Prat, no, they disagree. You did not need that kavana for a specific person. The pasuk is teaching you a halacha that you part if you throw a stone legoy. Okay, the correct pronunciation is prat lezorik even. Some people they mispronounce this, where they pronounce it legav. That's not the correct pronunciation. The correct pronunciation is le. Goy, the goy, which means you throw it into a group of people, and it kills one person. So therefore, the more explains what exactly is the case when you have. So this pasuk is an amazing pasuk. This pasuk is teaching you, they have a principle in Shas: Divrei Torah, ani in b'makim echad v'ashirim b'makim achar. You would expect that this gemara should be mesech to chulin. We learn about all the sugyas of roiv, bittul v'roiv. And yet, where is the sugya that Bittul Baroi found? It's found over here in Masechta Sanhedrin of Ayin Tes. What's the sugya? Hechidam Ilan, Yikar Tisha Kusin, there are nine Kusin. You throw a stone, and there are nine non-Jews, and there's one Jew in this crowd. And a Jew dies. V'yachad Yishol B'neim. So now, and now the Jew dies. Is the Chayiv Mis killing the Jew? The answer is no, why not? Because the Pasuk is teaching you the Arav Loi V'Kamolav, that if there are nine goyim and there's one Jew, you throw a stone into a group of people and the Jew happens to get killed in the potter. Frak the Gemara, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that you potter in this case. Tepuk lei the ruba kusim ninu. Do you know why you potter in this case? Because the majority, it's a basic yisoid of you follow the majority. I don't need a pasuk to teach me in this case you potter. In this case, when there are nine goyim and one Jew, we know this from the basic rule of Gobos Saroif. Inami, even if you're going to tell me that it's mechsal mechsal, let's say you tell me that called kavua, the fact that the Jew is kavua, the Jew is stationary in this location, where you follow the principle of called kavua, kimechsa al mechsa, so it's a suffik ashakel. And what is the law when it comes to a suffik ashakel? You're also going to be part of Framitsa. Inami palgal palgal, seven fashtahakel. And the Gemara, letzucha diva tisha Yisrael, the case is when there are nine Jews, and there's one non Jew in this group, kusi echad. Benayim, to have like kusik kavua, how kavua kimechs la mechsadani, that's the chiddush. Chiddush over here is recording, that's what the Rabban Darash in the Pasuk 4. The aura of love, the kal malav, it's teaching a halacha that we apply the principle of kol kavua kimechs la mechsa, even in a situation where there are nine Jews and there's one guy, we still apply the principle.
And he's potter.
This is a yisoid in the laws of kashrus. So many laws of kashrus are built upon what we just learned in the Gemara. Let's at least see Rashi to appreciate what it says over here. Okay, look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Yashmin is telling us over here. We view the kusi to be kavua b'neihem. The afina mehai kavua the kol kavua. We learn from this pasuk kol kavua polipachos milyois nidon kinechsa nechsa. Tavi safik nefashas lahakel. Or mehacha nafkula b'chol duchtei. From here we learn b'chol hatara kula the kol kavua kinechsa al nechsa dami. V'halakul lemelaf minei kiruba dami. Don't say this is a roif. Don't learn over here that I have nine goyim and you have one Jew. It should be called. It should, I'm saying nine Jews and one guy. That it's a roiv. Why? To be hechat hesilon. Dil mahay the potulei lahay mishum the suffering the fash lahakel vloy mishum the chashvinon lay kiruba. Ela mechza al mechzi afin avol mechza al mechzi afin la di ilav ki mechza al mechzi dami loy havile suffering the fash lahakel. Now my potter, how big the Yisrael menu? In this case, you can't say the reason why your potter is because we're going to is because it's a suffering. It's not a suffering since. Nine Jews are in this group, and one is a non-Jew. If we go basarayv, when it comes to dinei nefashos, the halacha is we go basarayv. When it comes to the Sanhedrin, we need the majority of the Sanhedrin to kill. So we do go basarayv to kill a person. So therefore, over here you have a chetimsa where we pass it, we kill the person based upon the principle of rayv. And yet the pasuk over here is telling you, v'orav loy v'kam alav, yipater. Why you potter? It's teaching you the principle that kol kavua kim mechzal mechzadami.
Why is this kusi kavua?
What?
Why is this kusi kavua? Why is one person?
He's stationary.
The other nine are not stationary?
They are stationary. They are stationary. They're all stationary.
They're all stationary.
But the fact is that since the guy is also stationary, this pasuk is teaching
you. Each person has a each person has a din of mechza mechza.
Exactly. Even though there are many, you have nine stores.
Obviously, the principle.
The classic example is you have 10 stores. And you do not know which store you bought the meat in. The suffix is noilat. I do not know which one of the 10 stores I bought the meat in. I bought the meat in store number 3 or store number 8. And it happens one of those stores, or any of the 10 stores, one of the stores is nine is a treif. So the nine of the stores are kosher, one is treif. Kol kavua, kimech, sal mech, vahai, vahamai, patahar, vubit, nisol, ninu. Rabban islug, nischavin, lezevahar, gezeh, chayv. Rabban hold, nischavin, lezevahar, gezeh, chayv. Rabban taka hold, normally chayv. So you would be chayv if you go bust the right. Yet this pasuk is teaching you, potter, to teach you the principle called kavua kimechsa mechsa, and Rashi makes the point from here. We learn the whole duchte. What is Rashi alluding to? He's alluding primarily to the laws of Yeridaya. Yeridaya, meat, non kosher meat, shilas, the OU deals with this law every single moment of the day. It's mamish, this is part of the charter. And you come into the OU, the kashrus department, this is what it says on the wall. It says this sugi the Gemara called kavua. This is the Iki Yisrael, the laws of Kashrus, and many Sekas Shilas and factories and all these different Shilas. You wouldn't believe how many Shilas go on when you go to a dinner. When you go to dinner in the Brooklyn Marriott, you wouldn't believe how many Shilas you have there. You know who will tell you all the good stories? Arthur Shuk. Arthur Shuk was a Shver, you know that? You know,
Arthur Shuk was a what?
Arthur Shuk, Zichron Levracha, was Ari Wolf Shver. He catered for the Gedolei Yisrael.
The close friend of our family.
There is not a Gadol Yisrael for whom he did not cater. You know that he was the caterer for my mother's wedding, at my aunt's wedding.
His mother lived by my grandparents. My grandparents were very helpful.
And he gave it to my parents at cost. My grandparents at cost. He didn't charge, no profit. Tzadik. Sechus v'yogin aleinu.
Okay.
He was Mechamit Talmidei Chachamim. And that's Sechus. Look, he had a son-in-law like Aryeh. The best thing that happened to Arthur Shuk was Aryeh Roth. This is on tape. This is on tape. This is mamish. This is in the ganze Welt. The ganze Welt. There's not a place in the world where we don't know this now.
We get this out. Nobody's listening.
Who says no one's listening? You never know. Weiter. If you're listening out there, raise your hand. Weiter.
Arthur and Dorothy.
A and D. A and D caterers.
Good.
Fight in the Gemara. So therefore, this is the super chokmah muscles. We learn over here today. Mamish yisoides. Mamish. This is yisoid and gan shas. We learn today. Appreciate we learn over here. And this heluk Rashi. Fight new Gemara. The Tais of here also, which we're not going to do now. Next, Bishlai Mol Rabban Yamin. Bishlai Mol Rabban Yamin. This is Chavon Lahu Yosef Agi Zeh Chayiv Yimi Chayiv. This is the Boski Yotzu. We have now a pass. The Pasuk says that two men are fighting. And the men, they want to kill each other. And instead of killing, the man hits a woman, and the woman hits the woman instead. Now, one of two things happened to this woman. The woman, by the way, is pregnant. Two men are fighting, they're punching each other to kill each other. And the woman gets in the way, and something happens to the woman, either one of two things happens to the woman, either the woman dies, either she gets killed, she takes the blow, she takes the punch for her husband, she goes al kiddush Hashem for her husband, and she's dead, or she doesn't die, but the baby, she has a miscarriage. So what does it say in the pasuk? The pasuk says that if it simply it says that the woman dies, so then the person who hit her is chayiv misa. Wait a minute, I didn't try to kill her, I tried to kill the man, not the woman. So why am I chayiv misa killing the woman? Oh, it's a raya to the rabbanan that say mischav alam gezev argezes chayiv. But according to the Malyom that says you can be potter. So what's going on? So you have to answer is that he did not. You have to answer that she. That doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that you kill him. It means no. You don't kill him for killing her. You pay her mama. Husband mamain. That's the whole one in a nutshell. So bish leimal rabbanan diamin says mischav alam gezev argezes chayiv. The sins of the paskin not from Hashem. You not for your shahada. You kill a woman who's pregnant. You hit her. When you went and you hit the woman, you hit her with a blow that would have killed her, that had enough power to kill her. The sins of the pasuk in also in the event. Now this Gemara assumes that she's dead. She dies. V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. You pay with your own life. This chiv misa. Oh, but I don't want to kill her. I want to kill the man. Enechnami neschavein laharigez zeharigez chayv. That's according to the rabbanim. El Rabbi Shimon says that the potter hive in asata nefesh tachadavish my overlay, and for the Gemara mamain, it doesn't mean literally you go and you pay with your life. It means you pay money. We have many times in the Torah, Torah shall pay is money. It says here nefesh nefesh, but the pasuk goes on to say the meloyi hiye osain v'nasata biflilim. You'll give according to the directive of the court. And that means if the woman does not die but her fetus, but she has a miscarriage, you have to pay the fetus. That's certainly mamon. So just like in the end of the pasuk, when it says v'nasata bifli lim, it means mamon when she does not die. Likewise, when she does die, you're also going to be giving mamon. You're not going to be giving the actual nanamisa. Nesina l'mal l'mal l'hal l'mamon afkan mamon. Amarava, and that ends the Gemara. Nai Gemara. Amarava. Now let's just take for the next hakdam, the next just review. Rabbi Achleikis, Rabbi Shimon Rabban, according to Rabbi Shimon, Neschavon, Zev, Harag, Zev, according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, Yipata, but he only Yipata from what? Yipata from Misa. What about Mammon? What about Mammon? Yechayiv. Yechayiv to pay Mammon. If I want to go kill an animal, I want to kill the black animal. And I miss, and I kill the white animal, am I chayiv to pay Mammon? According to Rabbi Shimon, yes.
Even though he initially intended to kill, right. we don't say at that moment.
Doesn't matter.
He's not potter from the pain.
Yeah. Money you have to pay. According to the sheet of the Chachamim, not only Yechayiv Mammon, Yechayiv Misa as well. So the Amar Rava, the sheet of the Bechizka, Mafka, is not like Midrabi. Umafka, and it's not like Midrabi, not like the Rabban. Who's Rabbi? Rabbi is the same Shita. Well, who's Rabbi? How did Rabbi get involved here in this Gemara? It says over here, Mafka midrabi v'rabban, the Rabban mechayiv le. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Rabban mechayiv le misa, v'chayiv le talk whatever there. V'rabban mechayiv le mamain. Okay, we had that in the past also. That was a previous Gemara. Chayiv to be mam. You want to go kill mam? The Gemara explains. Tell the Brisa. Tell the Mechizka. Says in the Brisa. Ma'ake other ma'ake behema. Ma'ake behema loychalakta ba. When it comes to killing an animal, hitting an animal, there's no difference between shogeg, between lemezim, between l'chayiv, l'shenim, l'chayiv, between derech yivid, derech yivid, aliyah lepotre mamun el l'chayiv mamun. When it comes to nizakin, adam muli olam, a person that causes harm is adam muli olam. It doesn't make a difference what your kavanah was. If you cause harm, you have to pay mamon. The Torah does not make a difference to pay mamon. Ella chayv mamon. So pesetachas potza, you have no matter what. Drasha, you have no matter what. Af makay adam. Likewise, when a person damages property. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what your kavani is, lamal, lamata, like for golus. It has to be dafka, a dafka lamata, not lamala. It doesn't make a difference when it comes to other mamazik. Other mamazik, there's no difference. So too, when it comes to killing a person, af maki adam. Here's the chiddush. Hold on to this chiddush. Af maki adam. If Reuven actually kills someone, he actually tries to kill a person. Loi tach like there's no difference bo bein sheig lemezim bein mischavim l'shem mischavim bein derech yidrach derech yuid derech aliyah lechayiv mamon. You're not going to be chayiv mamon el lepatre mi mamon. And then now what does this mean? It means let's say Reuven kills Shimon. Now, sometimes he can kill him b'mezid. Now, if you kill him b'mezid, what is the halacha? Kamle b'ramine. Let's say you kill him b'shoigek. What is the halacha? Oichet zal b'zach. Kamle b'ramine. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever you do, whenever Reuben kills Shimon, whether it's amazing,
off the hook,
because since the moment you kill the person, you chayav part of the moment. But here's a shaila: what happens if I try to kill Reuben and I kill Shimon? B'shoigek. I want to go kill Shimon b'shoigek. So now I killed Shimon b'shoigek.
Obviously, you killed Shimon.
I don't want to kill him. I don't want to kill Shimon altogether. So maybe in this case, I should be chayav to pay the moment of Shimon. I should pay his value because I did not have kavana. So it's one thing, the sugi. We learned the ganta sugi. If you want to go kill a person, you kill someone else. Or you have your pubis with machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon. Did b'nezit, b'shoigek. Okay, that's so sugi of golus. But what about the petur of mammon?
Right.
Now, so Rebbe taught the Feirush that when it comes to mammon, it doesn't make a difference. When it comes to mammon, if you cause a person harm, if you have kavanah to kill Reuven, to kill, let's say your kavanah was to do something to Reuven, and you slipped and did it to Shimon, b'shoigek. I had kavanah to kill Reuven b'shoigek. Think about that. I was trying to kill b'shoigek Reuven. I was doing a ma'isa which would have resulted in killing Reuven b'shoigek. So I killed Shimon b'shoigek. What is halacha? You parted from misa, but according to Rebbe, you're still chayiv to pay the mamain to Shimon. I have kavanah. Tana de Ben Chizkiya says if you have kavanah for one and you do it to someone else, you potter from mammon as well. Not only you potter from Misa, you potter from mammon. So it's not like Rebbe, and it's not like Rebbe Shimon. Let's see. Like the Rabban, let's see. El lo potter mammon. Now, what did really hear Shem Mischav? What did Shem Mischav? Ilay Moshe Mischav in Klav, no kavanah at all, zero kavanah at all, no kavanah at all. Hay no shaygig. So that's repetitious. El lo pshita she'em Mischav in leze, el lo leze. And what is the Dibei Chizkiya says? I didn't have kavanah for this one. I was doing an action. I went to go do the action to Reuven. I ended up doing it to Shimon. And the lach is on part from paying mammon. Come and grab me name. Now, what's going on over here? If you wanted to kill the person b'mezid, the ibar katolahu, if you follow the sheet of the Rabbanon, what does the Rabbanon say? If you want to kill Reuven and by mistake you kill Shimon, you chayiv misa, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you chayiv misa, it's a dover poshut ad me'oid, you potter for mammon. I don't need over here a braisa, the way Chizkiya to teach me that halacha. That's simplicity, that's the ultimate aleph based. I don't need you to teach me that. So what then was, so if you my yisrach l'miftarei, mammon of course, el lav shma mina, we're going in a case when I didn't have kavanah to kill Reuven b'mezid. I had kavanah to kill Reuven b'shoigek. Okay, it's a funny oxymoron to say that, but I was doing a ma'isa. I was dealing with Reuven, and the action really should have caused Reuven to die b'shoigek, and instead it ended up killing Shimon b'shoigek. So what does it say? So it says now. So according to the shita of the Rabbanon, according to the shita of the Rabbanon,
Yipater from money.
According to Shita of the Rabbanon, Yechayv on the Mammon. Yechayv on the Mammon. According to Rebbe. And the Tanya of Bechay says, Yipater. So he disagrees with both of them. He holds, Shnami no, La Bar Katolahu. So over here, we look over here, first of all, if you even Potter from Mammon.
So according to Bechay, you Potter on both.
Tanya of Bechay says, Yipater from the Mammon. Alachas Kama Vakama, you Potter from the Misa. So it comes out that the Tanya of Bechay is not like the Rabbanon, and it's not like Rebbe. Because Rebbe would hold Yitaku Bechayv Misa for this case. And according to Rebbe holds no yitaka chapata from misa, but yichay for the moment. And Tanya Chizkiya says not only pata from misa will be amazing, be pata even from b'shoyg, be pata from moment. So he's mafka mid the rabbanon and he's mafka mid the Rebbe. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Clear? So therefore, shvam no labar k'dolu v'labar man. Look at the last Rashi. The last Rashi he explains this in the very look at the Rashi of Masla El Pot right. Alma pata mi moment the time to Tanya Chizkiya. Since over here we have to tell you something from Tashlumin, can the farish be ozel? The ibar katola. If you chayiv misa, if misrach l'miftar, we have to go teach this. So you pot it from both from misa and from moment. It's mafka midrabban and mafka midrabbi. Good, clear.
Fantastic.
Nay gemara, roitzeach shnesar ba'chedim. One roitzeach got mixed up with others. Who are the others? The Gemara will give us, I think, three or four answers, explanation what exactly this will leave for a few moments. Okay, we'll come kulam b'turin. If roitzeach gets mingles with some other people, all of the people are going to be exempt from misa. Nay Gemara. Next, we'll see the moment. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kain tzinos lo kibah. No, it's not so. We bring them all into a kibah. Kibah is a chamber. the chamber is exactly the size of the person's body, we first starve him. We feed him very, very small amount of food, so his stomach shrinks. And then we tie the straight jacket, and then we feed him barley. And the barley causes the stomach to expand, to swell, and then there's not enough room inside of the straight jacket for the stomach to expand. It busts. It busts, and he dies a misa mishuna. He dies a misa, we kill him indirectly. So kindness of the keeper, you want to see Rashi's kedakas, how often do you see this Gemara? Keep Rashi, the sham there, the keeper, the sham achim, some oirim, we give him barley, achati boka, kire son, their stomach busts first, kidatani lechamon perkin, and so that pay aleph. Pay aleph is going to be the daf on the first day of Sukkot. Sukkot is, it's a mam shashkacha pratis, because a sukkah is zelumazeh. A sukkah is like oichad a keeper. But it's a keeper of the Shechina. Keneged the keeper where they take a feed him also, but it's a keeper that brings death. A sukkah is a chain which gives life. Vaita. Abidu says, Kosnas Laki Baba Ba Kol Chai next. Kol Chai Mizah Shemisarvu Zebzeh Nidon Nainu Halacha. Kol Chai Mizah Shemisarvu Zebzeh Nidon Mekala. You give them the more lean of the mises.
For example, this is the old sugya.
No. Keeper's not a mises bezin. Keeper is when you can't give the person mises bezin and we have to kill him because he is a danger to society, so then we kill him a keeper. A person that dies by keeper is not zoichet to kapara. A person, you need zuchus to die mises bezin. Person dies mises bezin, it's a gval gazach. It's a gval gazach because he has to chuba. But it's a kapara. A person has to die bekeeper, he doesn't have the zuchus of dying mises bezin. Mises bezin to some degree is a certain zuchus. There's a Sanhedrin, they do it in a certain way. Person dies bekeeper, he loses out the mila of having die alpi psak bezin. This is the notes that they say this. I saw this. This is brought down. Right. Now, person, kol chai v'miso shenisar, people get mixed up. We don't know. We give them the most lenient. Some people chai v'miso chamura, some miso kalos. We give everyone the miso kalos because you can only be mach. You can't give a person the miso that's more chomer than what he deserves. And the Mishnah here gives some examples. And after, and this goes back to the story we've had in the beginning of Sachta. Machlokes, remember the machlokes? What is the seder hadvarim of the various misa? So here it all ties together, all clicks, ties together the previous staff and shas. Sachan eskolim bin nisrafim, those are chayv skila, bin nisrafim. What is mochomer? Rabbi Shimon says, l'shitas, and nidonim b'skila, skila, he holds l'shitasai, that skila is more kal than srefa. Srefa is the worst. Why? Shas srefa chamura, v'cham v'cham disagree, I remember nidonim b'srefa, shas skila chamura, they hold that skila is the worst. Amar lahem, Rabbi Shimon, prove to you, that Sreifa is worse because a woman who is Mizane, what does she normally get? She normally gets a Naira Hamudasa. A Naira Hamudasa gets Skila. A Bas Koyin, a Naira Hamudasa, if you want Shita, gets Sreifa. So what do you see? You see that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. So Amar Hashem, Ilo Hois, Sreifa Hamudla, Nidna Labas Koyin Shazinsa. Amarlo, I disagree. Ilo Hois, Skila Hamudla, Nidna Lamagadev, Ulo Avadazar. So you see Pafakert, that it's more Chomer because then Magad and Mazar, they're Koyin Bakal, that's the Icha, they get it. No, not next machlokes.
Not at all, because Bas Koyin Shezinsa is worse than a Naira Marasa.
Yes, well, it depends which 8 hours the machlokes in the Gemara. When the Torah is Bas Koyin Shezinsa, we had, I think, a three-way machlokes. When exactly does she get Sreifa? One, she holds Dafka when she's an Arusa. One says Bidafka when she's in a Sua. And one says both in a Basula and in a Sua.
And this Bas Koyin was an Asian Sish as well, obviously.
Well, obviously, that's when a Naira Hamurasa.
She's even a step higher.
So three-way machlokes, when we give a Bas Koyin Shezinsas, one says only when she's in Arusa, but not in Sua. Some says no, Bidafka when she's in a Sua and Arusa. And one, she holds both. Anusa and Nesua, so that's how each one will wiggle out of the kasha. Right, next Gemara, Haneragim bin Echnakim, so Chayef Saif gets mixed with people of Chayef Chenek. So which one is more chomur? Rabbi Shimon says, Besaif, he holds that the more chomur is Chenek. Strangulation is more chomur than Saif, he gives them more kal Saif. They hold that Saif is more chomur, the more lenient is Chenek. Now we go back to the Mishnah, which says that the person
is. Wasn't the chomur say that what?
What's Muhammad? Machlokes.
What does the Chum say?
The Chum say we give him chenek because Sayyid is Muhammad than chenek. And we cannot give the Muhammad to the one who does not deserve it. Now we go back to the Unimish. The Unimish is a person that gets mixed up. He's mixed up with people, Achayrim. So what is the halacha? Tanakhama says they're all potter. They're all potter. Kulam pitudim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we all have to die and put him in a kippah. Now, what exactly happened? What is the definition of the word achidim? What is the hechatims? What is the mitzias? The Gemara says, man achidim. Ilem achidim kashedim. Ruven gets mixed up with some nice fine Jews. They get mixed up. He escapes. And we can identify. They look alike. They look alike. We don't know. We don't remember. We lost the records. The Dayanim don't remember exactly. Whatever the Maishal Kachay, we don't know who the person is. Pshit, of course. We're going to kill. How can you go kill? He can't go kill a person that doesn't be killed. Vesu, Baha Lamer, Rabbi Yehuda Koytsa Slakipa? Doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Not only, he says, no, no, you're only going to see these two guys. Too bad for them. If this guy goes and he runs into a restaurant and they have all these people here, so we kill them all. Ridiculous. They can't go kill them all. They didn't do anything wrong. So the Gemara says, well, now you notice we have four letters, Beis, Be, Bashak. Four answers. Amar Shmuel. So the first is, Hacham Rotzer Shalei Nigmar Dinai, Shemisode, Bereutzchim, Achedim, Shnigmar Dinai, Naskinim. We go here, go in case where a person who's not Nigmar Din, he's on trial, and he escapes, into the prison. Okay, what a place to escape to. He escapes the place where people are waiting on death row. There's a room, it's a very busy day in Besdin. They already sentenced three people. They already sentenced a few people to die, and they're waiting there in the room to be taken
we
out.
We don't know who's who.
And now this guy is on trial. He runs into the other room. We're all mixed up now, so we don't know who's who. A guy shaloi nigmar dinam shesab beyotzchem achirim shenigmar dinam askinam. So now the shaila over here is: can we proceed? Do we need to be able to identify the person who is on trial to proceed for best to be going with the din? The guy already. We met the guy. And the witnesses came, and business that is the psak halacha.
In absentia.
So we don't know if the guy. So Tosfos says, "Rav and Sari, no, in gam dinu shel adam ella bifanof." Therefore, since we can identify him, therefore he's going to be also. Why don't we take them all in? Bring all the whole chaver, bring the gods of chaver into the court. For some reason, we don't do that. I don't know why. We don't do that, and you have to be very specific who the person is.
The other guys get off the hook.
They're all off the hook. Helach kulam b'tudim. Rabbi Huda says we can't do that. We can't kill in Patel Gamri because Kevon the rights chenenu. He'll live for quite some time. But they'll have to die. So we'll be going with the din. Basically, since the guy, we know the guy's a murderer. Bezin is ready to be going with the din. So therefore, we have circumstantial evidence. We got to get rid of it. So we can't do it through the normal means of Misas Bezin. So we'll do it. We'll kill them all indirectly by being quite some lekipa. Reish. That's answer number one. Now we come to answer number two. Reish Lakish Amar Ba'adam. If we were dealing with human beings who get mixed up amongst each other, you right? Kuliyam Lofli Yidu Pitri to Yikin. And you can't. It's not fair. No matter what the case is, it's still not fair. If the guy was not Nigmar Din and he gets mixed up with other people in Nigmar Din, so what? Still, he was not Nigmar Din, so you can't go. Everyone holds your pot. There's no shalabat. Over here, when the mission says Achirim, we're dealing with animals. Animals. What's the big deal? Anyway, we slaughter animals all the time. There was an axe that was on the loose, and he killed a person, and they're deliberating, and it gets mixed up with other oxen. Just like if there would be a human being, we would not be able to proceed because you have to identify the person, so we can do it. No, animals are not like people. Animals are animals. People are people. If I have a person, they're not going to be part of it. But an animal, since anyway, they're all guilty, so we can kill them indirectly. We're not going to go kill them with skill, we'll kill them because it's lakipa. Says, these answers do not make any sense. You know why they don't make any sense? Because there was a comment. There was a comment that was made on this price, on this Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that when you have a person, you have an object, you have someone, something that's chayiv misa, it gets mixed up the acherim. According to answer number one, it means a human being, shaloi nigmar dinai, who gets mixed up with other people, shenigmar dinai. According to answer number two, it means an axe, shaloi nigmar dinai, that gets mixed up with other axe in shenigmar dinai. But there was a comment that was made on this mission that says, afilu abba chalafta beinehen. Even if abba chalafta was from the people which the rotzeach got mixed amongst. What? Abba chalafta was known to be a chosid, to be a tzaddik. He would not harm a fly. He could not hurt. He was like Aryeh. He couldn't hurt. Everyone's listening to the shiur. Everyone's listening to him. The whole shul of it was listening. What? Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta, he was such a tzaddik, such a good person, such shachut, he would harm a fly. So it says here that if the Ratzach gets mixed up with people like Abba Chalafta, everyone is off the hook. So how could that statement be consistent with the two answers that we've given in the Mishnah, which mean that Shaloi Nigmar Din Im Shenigmar Dinai, or an animal with other animals Nigmar Din? It says Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta is not a Ratzach. Abba Chalafta is not an animal. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Ela Marava, let me tell you the correct pshat. Let me tell you the real pshat in the Mishnah. I'll tell you the pshat in the Mishnah when there's no machlekes. Hachamar, Shnayim, Shahayu, this is the Mashahaya. There were two people that were standing, and an arrow went forth from between them. And we do not know, the witnesses saw the arrow. We do not know, we do not see which one pulled the trigger. All we know is they're sitting together, there's a weapon between them, and someone pulled the trigger. And now a guy is dead. So since the witnesses do not know who pulled the trigger, they did not see the mice pulling the trigger, so they're exempt.
And these are the two mixed together.
Let's say Louis to the case was where there was a Ratzayach. Jesse James was next to Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta wouldn't hurt a fly. It's a shaykh that the trigger was pulled by Abba Chalafta. So if we saw that the guy, so the witnesses saw a bullet go forth between the two, avada, it was done by the Ratzach, not by Abba Chalafta. So you would think in this case it's enough of an egos to kill the Ratzach. No, Kamash Malon, the Torah demands that the edus be edus beruda, has to be klar. You have to mamar see who pulled the trigger. Since he doesn't pull the trigger, maybe even in this case he can be part in this case. That's the chiddush. So El Barav Rav says, "V'hiyach Kamash Shnayim Shayu Amdim on Yitzchak Chayt V'Reim V'Chadag." Shnei Beturim, fine. And on that, Amr Yosi, Afilu Abba Chalafta B'Neim, and it's not Shaykh, he pulled the trigger, it doesn't make a difference. They have to still see B'diyuk, who pulled the trigger. Now, what does Kippah have to do then? What is that Kippah? How can then Abhuda say Prince and Kippah? So now we're adding more words into the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah doesn't say this Mishnah, a Rav is coming to inject this entire elaboration of the Mishnah. Anayadin is Vishar. Shenigmar Dino Yanayadin. A shor and a gmar din. They pass it on the shore, the shore is high of misa because the shore told the person. And now the shore shenisoriv, bishwar machirim. Then,
all the good,
gvaldka shor, axin. Gvaldka axin. No problem. Sadikim, what?
I'm sure.
Avram shor.
Yeah.
Gvaldka axen.
So
b'sham achirim ma'al ma'ale solkin oy son doesn't matter since it's a fart an animal they all gotta die. Animals will have to die. Who says the old skila? Why in order you should mekayim on the axe that's chayiv skila? So the other ones are not chayiv skila. They're gonna have to suffer long. Oil rasha oil shchena. They're all gonna have to suffer long. Rabbi Yudas Oyma, it's not fair. It's not fair that the other animals have to suffer skila, but in this case, kindness and lakipa, you kill them indirectly, but you don't do it. Rashi says, "Bon nizach." Rashi, why not do skila? It's a tircha for bezdin to do skila. It's a whole ceremony. Why do we have to matriach the dayanim to go do skila on 10 animals? Just starve them to death. Why do we have to go matriach? It's since we cannot identify when we do that, we're not going to go through bar the beds to go do the mice, so we just let them all die there. Good? Clear? Vayit in the Gemara of Yatanya. Now here comes the hard Gemara. Tanya, Parsha Emisa Yachach Yolda. Fact the Gemara, a Braisa that says, a Parsha Emisa, a part that killed. The Achar Kach Yolda, and then it gave birth. Im Achla Nigmar Dina Yolda, if the animal gave birth before the Gemara Din, Vodamutr, so then it's Mutr. Why? There was no Gemar Din, and Mela, it's not guilty. The child is not guilty. And the Gemara is going to discuss this much more later on. In Mishnig Mardin Yolda, but let's say after the Gemar Din, then the mother then gave birth. In Mishnig Mardin Yolda, Vlada Asa. Then the baby fetus is Asa. Now here comes the Gemara. Let's say Nisarev Ba'achidim, Ba'achidim Ba'achidim. Let's say this baby, the Parah kills, and there's a Gemar Din, Bez Paskin, Chayiv Nisan, and the Parah. And then suddenly, the mother gives birth to a Vlad. And this Vlad runs away. And this Vlad gets mixed amongst Achedim. The Achedim. And the Vlad is a Cheftzah that's Chayef Skila. Right? Because there's a Gemar Din.
Yeah.
And now there's a Taruvis. And Achedim, Kainzin, Oysam, Likipa. we're kindness lekipa. We all have to die. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, "May Venus and Lebesdin, and the cycling my son." So basically, it's machlekes. Okay, so when it says over Atanya, the Atanya is benichusa. Okay, the Atanya Rashi benichusa Saraya. We learned over here. We learned machlekes. We learned over machlekes in the Mishnah. We just now were mazbe the Mishnah. We first discussed the case of two people, which an arrow shoots out from between the two,
right.
And even if one is a tzaddik or like Abba Chalafta, we can't kill the person, the other person, because we actually mamon have to see it. Then we learned the naya halacha, the halacha of animals, and with regard to animals, an animal that's chayiv skila gets mixed up with good geshmak animals, no problem. So what do we do? Machlekes in the Mishnah. Tanakama says they all have to get skila. And the second Ma'adam says no. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says skila, and Chum say I'm sorry. Rabbi Shimon says Tanakama says skila, and Rabbi Yehuda says kaitznus on lekipa. The Hatanya ben Echus is to show that the machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is paralleled by the machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon here says, maybe this is certainly it's the Yetzkila. The Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is a sheet of the Chacham in the Mishnah, and the sheet over here that says the Rabban over here that says you're going to be Potter, that says that you're going to be Lekipa, the Rabban, and that's a sheet of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda. So we're just calling to show here the Machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is Eichel Machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Good?
Arctic.
Next Gemara. Now, once we mention the sugya, we go into the sugya in much greater detail. If the baby was born before the Gemara, didn't love his mother. In fact, the Gemara, why? When the mother gored, what was the force of the mother? Who was in the mother's womb? The baby. So the baby was a participant in the Ma'aser Yetzicha. The baby was there inside the mother's womb, so how could it be the baby's born, the baby's off the hook? She was pregnant. The baby of a mother who gave gourd is aser. He vlad nakhu. Furthermore, let's say a man is born an animal, a reveya. Vlad hanirbas aser. A person is born an animal on a female animal. Aser he vlad nirbu. The vlad is also going to be because also part of the object that is part of the other. So it's a chefsa. So how can you say over here the vlad is in the motor? And for the mother, he says, you're right, there's a tos and tfus. It's a mistake. Change the pshat. Ema, im actually nigmar dina, ibra viyolda. Ema chinam. Have to change the pshat.
Both happened between the gita.
Everything.
Between the gita.
The meticha. She was not pregnant. Then she became pregnant. And then she gave birth. So then the baby is awful because the baby in Nechem was not a participant
long,
in this maisa.
Long judgment.
Then im actually nigmar dina, ibra viyolda. Then Vodimoto. But im ish nigmar dina. Let's say from the time of the gmar din, ibra viyolda. Became pregnant with Yalda, Vlad Aser. But let's say in between the time of the baby that she became pregnant and then it was the Gemara Din, and after the Gemara Din she gave birth, then it's Aser. Why is it Aser? It's Zeh Vezeh Goyren. When the mother gored, the baby was no baby, she was not pregnant. Now, who made the mother pregnant? Who made the mother pregnant? Another animal, a male animal. Did the male animal do anything bad? No, the male animal's a tzaddik. Tzaddik male animal didn't do anything wrong. So the Mela, the baby is a product of a mother and a father. The mother is Aser and the mother is Mutter. Zeh v'zeh goyrim. This is Shasugya. Zeh v'zeh goyrim Aser, zeh v'zeh goyrim Mutter. He nichlam on the other side of the Zosa attack on the snail is the Gemara because the mother is as a chaylig, it's going to be Aser. But Elamad in the sense of the Gemara is Mutter, Mayu Kilomay. Now, what do you know, Sadiya? Elamad is right. Change the gear so nochamo. Nochama, Elam Rava, Ema, Imachle, Nigmar Dina, Ibra Vyolda, Vlodomoto. The Imachle, same thing, so was the same. Same thing, so Imachle, Nigmar Dina, Vlodomar Din, Ibra Vyolda, it did a mice. And then became pregnant, then gave birth in the Khan of Vlodomoto. The Imachle, Nigmar Dina, Ibra, here's the case. Before the Gemar Din, she became pregnant.
But.
Umisha Nigmar Dina, Yolda. And then, really, it's the same exact thing. Really, it's the same. It's really the same thing.
But she gave birth after
the only that was the thing that we said that before as well. Nothing really is changing the Kimi Mitzias. The only difference is the explanation. Yeah, the reason why in this case Zev Zegrem is not an issue is then it's going to be Aser. Why Vlad Aser? Even though Ubar Yerech Imehu. Okay, we're going to have to go over this list piece again next time. Al from Mincha on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Pe Al.
You send me the schedule? Okay.